Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this Holy Half Hour, here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. I'm glad you could take the time to join me and our other listener for the next 30 minutes. The Holy Half Hour is nothing if not varied. This time, the subject is time. In fact, it's a two-programme theme and this is part one. So let's take time out to consider time. With a wee bit music and a wee bit chat, some tick and some talk. Well, since time is pressing, let's get started. Where shall we begin? At the beginning of time, of course. With Jamie Stewart, my old friend. Well, he's not that old, really. Well, just 90. But here's Jamie's Glasgow version, if not exactly eyewitness account, of the creation of the world and of time itself.
It was a long time ago, right enough, thousands and thousands of years since, there was nothing where the earth is the new, absolutely nothing at all. Well, new, God says to Hissel one day, I'll fix a wee bit dod of land down there. So, to start with, he ordered up some light to break out our all the darkness. God then made the skies and the dry land and gathered up all the waters and the seas. He gave them names. And when name ere ado, two muckle orbs appeared, the sun and the moon, to give light to the earth both day and night. And a wee while later, he made thousands of bright stars to twinkle in the dark of the night. The Maker was fair pleased with it all. Now then, he says, we'll hae ourselves some life about the place. He gied out mair orders for the earth to burst forth with trees and bright wee flowers. He filled all the waters full of fish. He made birds to fly in the skies and sing sweetly among the trees. It was a brilliant world that God was starting off, and he felt sure he was making a good job of it. However, no matter how good it was, the land still lay empty. So God made hunters of different beasts. Lions and tigers, giraffes and gazelles, grinning hyenas, dogs and frogs, big roaring bulls and huge hippopotami, and thousands of wee creeping critters. God then made folk to look like hissel, man and woman together. They'll hae hearts and minds to love me, God says. I'm going to put them in charge of this hale world to keep it in fine fettle. The Lord beamed with gladness at his work. By this time, it was the seventh day, and the Almighty was due for a wee rest.
Here's the same account given in another style. A long time ago, when everything began, God made the world to give to man. He made the day, he made the night, sun, moon and stars to give us light. The ground where we walk, the sea where we swim, the trees that we climb are a gift from him. The fish in the sea, the birds in the air, he made all the animals for everyone to share. And God was very pleased with all that he could see, and so he made some people, just like you and me. It doesn't matter which way you do it, which style. The first ever day is an awesome thing. When the new sun rose for the very first time ever, out of the cosmic darkness, light dawned, life awoke, time began, the first ever morning, and it's repeated every single day.
the first morning, blackbird has spoken, like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them spring.
Time began to tick-tock. Seconds added up to minutes, and hours, and days became weeks, the weeks, months, and years, season after season.
Sunrise in my garden, January cold, a fairy tale of sunlight, of silver and white gold, and dreams of frosted castles and kingdoms far away, and clear blue skies of paradise on this January day. And the season change, and the seasons change, but the wonder of creation remains the same. And the seasons change, and the seasons change, but the wonder of creation remains the same. Icicles are melting, glistening they fall, and birds are strangely silent, just muffled winter calls. And time would love to linger in this frozen white cocoon, a January moment that vanishes so soon. And the seasons change, and the seasons change, but the wonder of creation remains the same. And the seasons change, and the seasons change, but the wonder of creation remains the same. And the seasons change, and the seasons change, but the wonder of creation remains the same.
It's all so wonderful, it makes us want to jump for joy and praise and thank the Creator for creating us creatures and for giving us the wonderful gift of time here on planet Earth. Well, I've actually been inspired myself to compose a hymn of praise to the Creator. It goes to the tune for the hymn, God Who Made the Earth Careth for Me. And the words go like this. God who made all time, past, present and to come, who causes clocks to chime, does care for me. God who made our clocks with two hands and a face, who makes them go tick-tock, does care for me. God who made all things, time, space, eternity, who changing seasons brings, does care for me. Isn't time a wonderful gift for God to give us? Isn't time a wonderful gift for us to give anybody quality time? Don't you just love time? Sometimes we love more than other times, I can hear you reply, like the mamas and the papas and Mondays.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday,
so how are you with Monday mornings? There was a mother shouting upstairs, come on, get up, it's time for school, it's Monday. The voice from under the blanket said, I don't want to get up for school. Mother shouts back, but you have to. Look, I don't like the teachers, I don't like the pupils. Mother shouts up, you have to get up, you're the head teacher. Here's a thought. Every single second, two people die. Every second, three people are born. There are 60 seconds in a minute, 3,600 seconds in an hour, and 86,400 seconds in a day. Or put another way, a day has 24 hours. A day has 1,440 minutes. A day has 86,400 seconds. This year, we will have 11 seconds and 11 minutes past the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, 2011. So remember it. We're in the 21st century. This is the third millennium, AD. All time is measured as before Christ, BC, or since Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. There are so many different ways to measure time, whether it's the watch or the clock, with the hands or digitally. There are sundials, Chinese incense sticks, water clocks, egg timers with sand in them, computers, rings on trees, calendars. Animals and humans have life cycles. I understand that flies live for just 24 hours. That's their one special day. Which reminds me of Psalm 90 in the Bible. O Lord, you have always been our home. Before you created the hills or brought the world into being, you were eternally God and will be God forever. 1,000 years to you are like one day. We last no longer than a dream. We are like weeds that sprout in the morning, that grow and burst into bloom, then dry up and die in the evening. 70 years is all we have, 80 years if we're strong. Yet all they bring us is trouble and sorrow. Life is soon over and we are gone. Teach us how short life is, so that we may become wise. Our bodies measure time. We can keep time by clapping our hands, or by snapping our fingers, or by tapping our toes. Our tummy rumbles at tea time. Even the dog can do that trick. We get sleepy and we know it's time for bed. An average week of 7 days, that is 168 hours, can be apportioned something like this. If we sleep roughly 8 hours a day, that's 56 hours sleep per week. In fact, if you think about it, over 60 years of life, that's 20 years of it we sleep. Then we work for maybe 40 hours in the week. We eat, say, 3 meals a day, an hour each time, that's 21 hours. That would leave 51 hours for leisure. That's surely plenty time to do everything else we want to do. They say that an average person in Britain watches 23 hours of TV in a week. Imagine. We're always complaining that God didn't give us enough time to fit in everything. Even in retirement, we wonder how we fitted in work from 9 till 5.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Yeah.
We often think we're short of time, but God did give us enough time for everything, so long as we don't waste time and we use it wisely. This is Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Everything that happens in this world happens at the time God chooses. He sets the time for birth and the time for death, the time for planting and the time for pulling up, the time for killing and the time for healing, the time for tearing down and the time for building. He sets the time for sorrow and the time for joy, the time for mourning and the time for dancing, the time for making love and the time for not making love, the time for kissing, the time for not kissing. He sets the time for finding, the time for losing, the time for saving, the time for throwing away, the time for tearing, the time for mending, the time for silence, the time for talk. He sets the time for love and the time for hate, the time for war, the time for peace. All we can do is to be happy, do the best we can while we're still alive. Enjoy what we have worked for. It is God's gift. And what a difference a day makes.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours bought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. What a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made. And the difference is you.
We don't have too much time, and we don't have too little time. Just the right amount, the amount God gives us to do His will. We've only one brief, precious life, so let's squeeze the juice out of the orange while we have it. Let's enjoy the present moment. Let's learn to take one day at a time. And remember that for those who are Christians, the best is always yet to come. When time ends, and we are ushered into eternity with God in heaven, our time is limited, and we are accountable for how we spend our gift of time, and we cannot presume on God's generosity, as James chapter 4 says. Now listen to me, you that say, today or tomorrow we will travel to a certain city, where we'll stay a year and go into business and make a lot of money. You don't even know what your life tomorrow will be. You're like a puff of smoke, which appears for a moment and then disappears. What you should say is this: if the Lord is willing, we will live and do this or that. Michel Quoist, in his Prayers of Life book, sums it up beautifully in this prayer. I went out, Lord. People were coming out, coming and going, walking and running, everybody rushing, cars, lorries, the street, the whole town, rushing not to waste time, rushing after time, to catch up with time, to gain time. Goodbye, sir, excuse me, I haven't time. I'll come back, I can't wait, I haven't time. I must end this letter, I haven't time. I'd love to help you, but I haven't time. I can't accept having no time. I can't think, I can't read, I'm swamped, I haven't time. I'd like to pray, but I haven't time. You understand, Lord, they simply haven't the time. The child is playing. They don't have time right now. Later on, the schoolboy and the schoolgirl have their homework to do. They haven't time, but later on. The students have their courses and so much work. They haven't time. Later on, the young man or woman are at their sports. They haven't time. Later on, the young married man or woman have their new house to fix up. They haven't time. The grandparents have their grandchildren. They haven't time. They are ill and they have their treatments. They haven't time. They are dying and they have no... Too late. They have no more time. So all of us run after time, Lord. We pass through life running, hurried, jostled, overburdened, frantic. We never get there because we haven't got time. In spite of all our efforts, we're still short of time. Lord, you must have made a mistake in your calculations. There's a big mistake somewhere. The hours are too short, the days are too short, our lives are too short. You who are beyond time, Lord, you smile to see us fighting it. You know what you're doing. You make no mistake in your distribution of time. You give each one of us time to do what you want us to do. But we must not lose time, waste time, kill time. For time is a gift that you give us. Such a perishable gift. A gift that does not keep. Lord, I do have time. I have plenty of time. All the time that you give me, the years of my life, the days of my years, the hours of my days, they're all mine, mine to fill quietly and calmly, but to fill completely up to the brim. Lord, I'm not asking you today for time to do this and then that, but for your grace to do conscientiously in the time that you give me what you want me to do. Well, our time is up. So it's good night and God bless. And if you have the time, God willing, join me again next week for another Holy Half Hour on time.
The day is nearly over, and I'm lying in my bed. I'm feeling very sleepy. I can't keep up my head. The day has been so busy, playing with all my friends, and I pray that I'll be sleeping till morning comes again. The day is nearly over, and I'm lying in my bed. I'm feeling very sleepy. I can't keep up my head. The day has been so busy, playing with all my friends, and I pray that I'll be sleeping till morning comes again. The day is nearly over. The day is nearly over.